Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, first one for 2015. Hey, Corey, 2014 was an interesting year for us, wasn't it?
Boy, it was, and I think an interesting year for a lot of investors.
Oh, man. You know, when you realize that the price of gold, I think from January 1st of 14 to December 31st of 15, there might have been a $5 difference. Isn't that interesting?
The upward and downward moves, yeah, it was sure a rocky ride, but the fact of the matter is we ended pretty much even for the year.
Yeah, we did. We're starting out the show today with two of our more popular daily inputters, I guess. I feel like they're partners in the show, and in a very real sense they are. Doc, in a very real sense, is. Doc does the newsletter with us, and Rick Ackerman. Gentlemen, let's start with you, Rick. In terms of 2015, based on your technicals, what does the investor have to look forward to?
I put out some purely technical forecasts for 2015, Al. They're on my homepage, rickackerman.com. And I tried to be absolutely coldly mechanical. These are not pie-in-the-sky numbers, or in the case of crude oil, not disaster numbers. Turns out if you project crude based on a mechanical reading of my own system, you come up with a possible low of $2.06 a barrel. And, of course, we know that's not coming, but it certainly prepares me for around $30 a barrel, which is also technically feasible. I think that the broad market is a coin toss. You know, I think that the permabulls out there who think it's going to 25 can make a pretty good case. You know, I don't think it's based on economic reality. But, of course, the market is not moved by reality. So, as far as I'm concerned, you could flip a coin as to whether the Dow will be at 25,000 by the end of next year or 12,000. But in hitting either end of that spectrum, I tried to use purely technical numbers, and I came up with a potential high on the Dow of, let's see, it was 19,000. 457, which kind of surprised me because technically speaking, that's as far as we can get. I don't see any higher than that, and it doesn't leave too much upside from where we are now. With gold, I'm taking an over-under bet here. I think gold could, again, from a purely technical standpoint, could fall to as low as $810 an ounce. But if it goes the other way, I could see $1,738 basis the COMEX futures. And I also allowed for something outrageous to happen, which in the case of gold would be $2,300 for next year. I see almost for certain a continuing bull market in the long-term in long-term treasuries, also in the dollar.
Doc, before we get your input on gold, I think the biggest story of 2015 will be the energy sector. Can you touch a little bit on what you think is going to happen?
I think that oil will continue to move down early in this year. I think we'll see oil down in the $40 range. And then I think it has a good chance of bottoming out there. Then, but that goes along with my commodity forecast that I talked about earlier, where I feel commodities will continue to move down into at least April, March, April, May, into that area. And that's going to be inversely relationship to the move in the dollar, which I think continues higher into the spring. I also think the conventional markets will move higher into the spring, and then they'll become problematic at that time. I think that's where they top out for a while, and then I think they come off toward the second half of the year. As far as gold, I think gold will not be hit very hard any longer. We may move down a little bit more, But I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little rally in January and into February, and then it sells back off into the spring. But then the second half of the year, I think it moves back up. Not appreciably, but I feel we'll end higher at the end of 2015 over the price at the end of this year.
Well, I got to tell you, long-term predictions oftentimes are a bit of a crapshoot. You know, as on our daily editorials, as all of you guys brought out this past week, somebody is doing really, really good. They're hitting home runs every time somebody pitches a ball to them if they're accurate 60% of the time. But I'm going to go out on a limb just slightly, and I'm going to say, unless a black swan comes along, in my opinion, a major black swan, a big black swan comes out in 2015, I think you're going to see a 25% increase in the conventional markets, in the value of the conventional markets. And I only say that because, we're coming into an election year, man, you know. And I think that if you have that kind of interest in the conventional markets, I think gold is going to do very well just to tread water. Rick, you think I'm nuts?
I'm sort of betting with you there, Al. I know that the market has shrugged off a lot of problems that if we'd known about them in advance, we'd think, geez, no way the stock market's going to keep going higher, but it has. So, yes, unless there's something really devastating out there, I suppose we should look for more of the same. And, you know, if you're saying the market's going to go collapse, you have to be able to answer the question, well, what would cause all of the institutional money that's been driving this market to reverse its philosophy, its way of, and it's more than that, really. It's what these guys live off of. And as long as they're not driving stocks higher, they're not making money. So really, you have to ask yourself, what would make these guys completely change their minds? And yes, it would take one big black swan to do that.
And I think to take it one step further there, Rick, because you do bring up a good point, what will make this institutional money change their mind? Because it has been driving the conventional markets. It also goes to what will the Fed do if we do see any sort of collapse, because they seem to be very happy to see the markets go up, and everybody, I think, is banking on if something bad does happen, they're going to step in again. Now, whether they have the power to do anything remains to be seen, but they seem pretty powerful now. Doc, how do you think the Fed would play into all this?
I think the Fed will pretty much stay on the sidelines, but if this market continues to move up and if the economy looks a little bit better moving into the summer, if our economy can decouple from everybody else and it seems stable and actually starts to improve as far as GDP, you might actually get them to raise rates. And if that happens, that'll be really negative for this market. But like I said, I see this market continue to move up until the spring, and then I think the market starts to move down the second half of the year. And I think that'll happen irrespective of what the Fed does, but just based on, as Rick says, cold technicals and the technicals I'm watching.
Well, you know, it sure looks like it's going to be that way. You know, I haven't been particularly, I mean, I just use, you know, at the risk of giving out my trade secret, I just kind of use common sense, for lack of better terms. And common sense to me relates to a large dependence on fundamental values, you know. And I have to tell you, fundamental values certainly include sentiment in the United States, investor sentiment, incentives by government for investing, etc., etc. And I don't see any of that changing in 2015, and it sure has done wonders for the market, for the conventional market, if you go back to 2014 and further. Mr. Fleck, what do you think?
I think this year is going to be a year that will not be full of fireworks, and I kind of hope that it isn't. I would like to see gold move up with the conventional markets for a little while, or at least the gold stocks move up, because we need a little bit of support if there is some sort of fall. And that's kind of my take on it, and I continue to say that energy will be the main driver behind 2015.
Okay, stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, Doc and Rick are two of our favorite guys on the show, and Doc helps us out with the newsletter. He's actually a partner in the newsletter with us, and we certainly appreciate also Rick's daily contributions to the show. You know, a company that we are following and that we are investors in, and we're really glad that we're investors, is a company called Theralase. Our first newsletter included a report on Theralase, no other company as I recall, and things just have gotten better and better since then. We're highlighting two companies this particular weekend for our radio show, and they're companies that, quite frankly, we have done very, very well in. Corey and I and Doc have all taken a position in Theralase. We got our stock out of the open market. We purchased the stock after we gave our normal three-day notice, and I have to say we're very, very happy with what's going on. Doc also announced, if I'm not mistaken, Corey, last Tuesday in a daily editorial that he had purchased additional shares in Theralase. So one of the reasons that we like the company a lot is their news flow really, really is very positive. For example, latest news release, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, Theralase reports results of PDC therapy of bladder cancer in orthotopic rat model. What was that all about?
Well, orthotopic rat model, basically what that means, to break it down, is orthotopic means where the cancer or the disease naturally occurs. So some of the work that we've done previously in the mouse model was what's called a sub-Q or a subcutaneous model. That's where you're taking cancer cells and you're putting them under the dermis or under the skin of the animal, allowing them to take hold into the tissue and then destroying them. A further look into the safety and efficacy of our technology is doing what's called an orthotopic model. In this model, you're actually inducing bladder cancer in the rat. So the rat has what a human would seem to have, would be bladder cancer or cancerous cells inside that bladder. So this work is revolutionary in my eyes, in the sense that we demonstrated three main things from it. We took rats. We had to provide some local injury to the bladder in order that these bladder cancer cells would adhere to it, because, you know, in a human model, it's degradation of your bladder lining or your urothelium which causes the bladder cancer to start to take hold in a human model. So you had to induce that in a rat model. But what I think was really, really important about this work is we showed three main things. One, we showed that our photodynamic compound, which was in solution, had 180 times higher uptake in cancer cells versus normal cells. So it preferred cancer cells, so it localized to that area. The second thing is that when we light activated it, was that we showed that we destroyed the bladder cancer. Now, these are non-optimized conditions with the compounds and the light doses. This is very early preliminary work. But here we showed that we destroyed or caused necrosis in those bladder cancer, and we have clear descriptive proof of that. The third thing, which I think is even more interesting, is that there was no damage to the healthy urothelium. So although we put the compound in and we light activated it, all the normal cells of the healthy bladder cells were unaffected. So these three things were huge in my eyes, in the sense that this proved clear safety and efficacy in this model, and it prepares us to go full steam ahead into human trials. It's always been my intent, being a public company, that I'm going to put my money and obviously investors' money at risk. I wanted to prove unequivocally that this was safe and effective in destroying bladder cancer before we go to a human model, and that's what we did with this press release.
Roger, it seems like consistently we are hearing of Theralase releasing these different trials on mice or rats with quite, I would say, positive success, and I guess that is a good progress to make going into these human trials. But the fact of the matter is, these human trials are right around the corner, are they not? And I am really looking forward to hearing what might come out of these human trials. Can you give us a timeline of when you think Theralase will be beginning these human trials?
Well, to go into human trials, you really have to have all your ducks in a row, as you would appreciate. In order to go to Health Canada or Food and Drug Administration, FDA approval, to go through for what's called a Phase 1 trial, or Phase 1-2A, which we would do, Phase 1 is really looking at safety and tolerability of your treatment. Phase 2A is looking at the efficacy. But in order to do that, you need in the U.S. what's called an IND, or an Investigational New Drug approval. So to do that, you really have to understand exactly what your treatment entails. So for that, we have to have, one, what's called a GMP, or Good Manufacturing Practices, manufacturer of our photodynamic compound. So that is something we're working with a U.S. group, Sigma Aldrich Fine Chemicals, called SFAC for short, out of Madison, Wisconsin. They are manufacturing our drug. So we're in that process. They've built initial quantities. They're ramping up those quantities. We're going through all the processes. So that's all in place and proceeding very nicely. A second thing that you'll need for that IND is you'll need what's called toxicology results. You need to know, you know, what are the levels of those drugs in body. For example, we all know if we have a headache, we take 2 aspirins. How is that determined? Well, they had to do studies to show that a tenth of an aspirin is not going to work, but if you take 100 aspirins, that's no good either. It's probably going to end up in the emergency ward. So you have to look at, what are the levels of these compounds? What's the optimization, both of the PDCs and of the light doses? So that's the work that we're undertaking in the first quarter of 2015. We marry that with the manufacturer of the drug and with the clinical protocol. We put that all together in front of the Health Canada and the FDA, which is slated for the end of first quarter. So it'd be around last week in March 2015, and now we go into a process of working with them to answer any questions that they have. So would it take 30, 60, 90 days? It depends on the regulatory process and depends how busy they are. But we're going to have the data in front of them the end of first quarter. Once we have their approval, then we can start enrolling subjects.
I got to tell you, this is one of the most interesting companies that I've been involved with in a long, long time. I would actually say, because of the nature of what you're doing, probably the most interesting company I've ever been involved in. We did a fair amount of due diligence on Theralase with a couple of physicians, both of whom said, we don't see any red flags whatsoever. And that, to me, is a really positive thing. Boy, I'll tell you, whatever chink you could knock out of this, this cancer situation would be wonderful. It is an absolutely devastating disease, and whatever you guys can accomplish, as I said, you know, you obviously you're going to go down in history if that happens. No guarantees. This is also not investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. But let me tell you, I'm not selling any stock. Roger, thank you so much.
I'll appreciate the opportunity.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Theralase is a pretty interesting company. Corey and I and Doc really like what we're hearing over there. Something else that we really like to read and like to chat about is a newsletter called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. It's the best newsletter out there. Grant Williams is a good guy. He's absolutely brilliant. He travels all over the world. He speaks frequently at international conferences. The newsletter is absolutely must reading, certainly for Corey and myself. If you want to get a sample of this newsletter, simply click on the banner, which is in a rotation mode on our homepage. I can tell you, it's a very, very good one. Grant, I want to talk first with you about your ideas for 2015, and let's start out with precious metals. I'm not so optimistic for 2015. How about you?
Hey, well, look, that's a very kind introduction. Thank you. I'm not sure who that guy you were talking about is, but I kind of like the sound of it. Yeah, look, precious metals, I think the big headwind for precious metals is going to be this strengthening dollar. And everybody is very used to making that very simple connection, strong dollar equals weak gold. And certainly, over time, that proves to be correct. But there are sometimes mitigating circumstances, and it's quite possible that we are in that sort of realm at the moment. If you look at the strength of the dollar, you know, the dollar's had a very, very strong run, And gold hasn't really weakened too much. It's floating around that $1,180, $1,200 mark. And it seems to have found a floor there. We had a little dip below that, but the bounce was very, very strong. Now, if the dollar rally continues, and there are some very, very smart people that think it's got a long way to go, then it's certainly going to be a headwind for gold. But at the same time, that strengthening dollar is causing all kinds of problems all around the world, and problems which could lead to some pretty drastic outcomes in places that people don't normally associate with a rising dollar. And if that happens, you could see people looking to buy gold as a flight to safety and security. Particularly here in Asia, where over the last 5 years with QE and so many cheap dollars flooding the world, we've seen an enormous increase in dollar borrowing from Asian companies. And with that strengthening dollar, you're going to start to see, if it continues at this pace, you're going to start to see a material amount of defaults picking up here in Asia. This is exactly what sparked the Asian crisis in 97-98. Back then, we had a dollar strengthening. We had interest rates being raised by Alan Greenspan. And the knock-on effects in Asia after what looked like a fairly short period of strain when the Thai baht came under pressure. And in 1997, the Thai baht wasn't exactly a currency that a lot of people were looking at. But, of course, when the peg broke on the Thai baht, it took the Indonesian rupiah with it, it took the Malaysian ringgit with it. We had capital controls, and we had an absolute disaster occur out in this part of the world. The magnitude of the build-up of debt in Asia now is of a size greater than we saw in 1997-98. So the dollar continuing to strengthen could cause dislocations in the part of the world where people understand and flock to gold more readily than anywhere else. So I don't think it's baked in the cake that a strong dollar means weak gold. It's going to be a headwind. But if that strong dollar causes the kind of dislocations that it could very well do, it could put a bid on the gold.
You know, my thought about gold, though, if you look at fundamentals, okay, and let me explain exactly what I mean about this, and I don't mean to be repetitious for our listeners, but people in the United States right now are pretty damn optimistic. They really are very optimistic about what's going on. Now, admittedly, the average guy in the street probably doesn't have a clue what's going on, but still, the majority of people in our country are very, very optimistic. Look where the conventional markets ended up. They ended up really strong. 2014 was a great year for the conventional markets. Gold at the beginning of 2014, first trading day in January, coupled with the last trading day of 2014, if I'm not mistaken, the split was somewhere around $5, $5 difference, which is virtually obviously flat. I have to think that, assuming we don't have a major black swan, as long as the optimism maintains, as long as people continue to believe, and you know, the growth numbers, the reduction in unemployment numbers in the United States, etc., I would maintain that as long as that continues, man, we're just not going to see much happen in the precious metals markets, my thought. And maybe I'm being simplistic, man. I don't know.
Well, I think the $5 price difference is a little bit misleading, because what we had was a very strong first half and a very weak second half. So it sounds as though gold's had a pretty uneventful year, but I think nothing could be further from the truth. We saw some real strength early on the year, which is a reaction to the weakness last year. And then as that confidence you talk about has increased over the latter half of the year with equity markets making new highs, then we've seen this sell-off in gold. But when you talk about fundamentals, the fundamentals for gold in and of itself have never been better. I mean, they really haven't. The fundamentals for gold in the context of possibly a strengthening dollar, not so good. Possibly in terms of confidence and money moving into things like the S&P, again, not so good. But I think taking a step back and looking at pure fundamentals for gold in terms of the amount of credit that is hanging over the world, the potentials for currency wars, the potentials for geopolitical problems, the potential for both inflation and deflation. In severe deflationary environments, which is what we're seeing a struggle against right now, gold also does very well. So, look, I take the point about 2015 possibly not being a good one for gold, but I would feel a lot more nervous if we were going into 2015 with gold trading at $1,400, $1,500, $1,600 than trading down here at $1,200.
Well, and I think we can even take this a step further, Grant, and say that it's actually a positive factor that gold did not suffer huge losses throughout 2014 because we did have a rising dollar, and usually gold moves inversely to there, and I realize it did for the second half, but to end the year with the conventional market up and the dollar up and gold flat, if we look at other currencies and other markets, gold actually performed pretty well. So all in all, I think that while this might have not been the year that everybody hoped, at least the gold bugs for gold, it didn't fall off the table, and it is still very much holding its own, and I believe going through just a long basing process right now after a few very, very tough years.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly in a nutshell, Corey. You know, we saw this strength in the first half of the year when there was a little bit of relief. And it sure it tailed off at the back end of the year, as we've discussed previously here. But at this level, which is at or around the cost of production for many miners, it's very hard to see an enormous washout in the gold price from here. Could it get down to $1,100? Sure, it could. But look, you know, that's 10%. It's not a big move. Could it fall 20-30%? I doubt that very, very much, despite what the likes of SocGen and Goldman Sachs might think of it going back to $1,000. I don't think, certainly in the physical market, gold could get back there in the next, well, I don't know. I don't see it getting back to $1,000, frankly, simply from my perspective here in Asia, where I see what the demand is like and the pent-up demand should the price come off. So, you know, I'm certainly not in the camp that thinks 2015 is going to be a terrible year for gold. And I think there are any number of black swans, which perhaps we'll talk about in the next segment, which could pop up to put a very strong bid on the gold.
Well, I have to agree with that. Without a black swan or whatever, you know, I do maintain, though, that I think gold is going to stay relatively flat. Now, a lot of people, you know, the end of the world happens when gold stays flat and it doesn't appreciate to, you know, some of the levels that some of the, what I would have to call idiotic prognosticators out there are talking about in the short term. You know, guaranteed $2,000 by the end of the year, guaranteed $5,000 within a few years. I mean, I think, you know, comments like that, I think, are a bit ludicrous. We're going to take a real quick break here. Going to be right back.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Grant Williams is still with us. Now, we're going to chat with Grant about the environment for gold right now in Asia. Grant lives in Singapore. Quite a different story over there than it is here, certainly in the United States. You want to talk about that, Grant?
Yeah, look, it's a different story, but it's the same story. I mean, this is a part of the world where when you talk about gold, what people mean by that is a piece of physical metal, pure and simple. When you have those conversations with people, it is a commodity. It is an asset. It's not this esoteric number, which generally is what you're discussing if you have these conversations in the West. You know, people understand the gold price in the West, and I bore people to death with this, but over here it's not so much about the gold price, it's about the price of gold, and the difference between the two is very discernible. You know, the price of gold is what it costs you to actually take possession of an ounce of the metal itself. And so here in Asia, people own it. You know, families own gold. They've owned gold coins for generations. It's how they keep their wealth in an environment and a region where there's a very long history, like South America, of governments confiscating wealth, of you know, huge inflationary events, and repeating needs to own physical gold. So, yeah, it's a very different conversation out here. And I think that the conversation in Asia is perhaps a more accurate reflection of the dynamics than conversations about, you know, COMEX futures and ETFs, which you have in the West.
Grant, I actually listened to a fascinating roundtable back earlier this week, and I posted it to the website, and it discussed how in China there has been a shift from the Chinese used to buy a lot of U.S. Treasury bonds, and that helped support the debt that was growing in the U.S., but recently they have all but stopped, from what I understand, and they seem to have picked up their gold imports. Do you see a tie-in in this, is where maybe the culture over there has shifted from supporting the U.S. and now just simply focusing on acquiring gold?
There's not so much a cultural shift, Corey. You know, what's happened is the central bank have, initially they stopped reinvesting the treasuries as they matured. At the margin, they're sellers of treasuries. And there is definitely a pickup in gold purchases in the official sector in China. But you know, the fascinating thing to me, and I really do find this interesting, is the evidence is very, very clear of an enormous upsurge of flows of physical gold into China. There's a consistent flow of physical gold into Russia, into the central bank there. But the only way we have to look at these numbers is by guys like my buddy Koos Jensen in the Netherlands, who looks at flows out of the Shanghai Gold Exchange, who looks at exports from the likes of Switzerland to Hong Kong, and then Hong Kong re-importing into China. But because these numbers aren't official, because we don't have the Chinese central bank saying, you know, we bought X amount of gold last month, like, for example, the Russians do every month, there's just enough opacity around it for people to either not be interested or not care. And that's a very dangerous thing to do, because the numbers are of a magnitude which can fundamentally alter the balance of power, not only in the gold markets, but in world finance. There was a report from Alistair MacLeod a little while ago that came out where he did the numbers, and his estimate is that China owns 25,000 tons of gold. Now, it's not all owned in the central bank, and we have to remember there are plenty of institutions in China, sovereign wealth funds, etc., that can also own gold. So this 1,054-ton number that the Chinese announced in 2009 is misleading intentionally, I think, from the Chinese, because I think they are genuinely trying to accumulate as much gold as they can at these prices. And so, you know, if the Chinese were to come out at some point and say, yeah, actually, we do have 8,000 tons of gold or 10,000 tons of gold or whatever it may be, it fundamentally adjusts the proposition. And the global reserve currency has always gone to the country with the most gold. I mean, that's the way it's been through history. You know, it was the Portuguese, it was the Brits, it's currently the Americans with their 8,133 tons of gold.
yeah.
And China supposedly has 1,054. That's the official line. I don't think 1,054 is anywhere close. And incidentally, 1,054 tons for China is less than 2% of their reserves. You know, the U.S. has about 75% of their reserves in gold. The Portuguese have 82%. The Germans, Italians, they're all up in the 70s. So as a percentage of their reserves, China's got a long, long way to go. And they are buying physical gold. Just because they don't come out and announce it, like other central banks do, gives plenty of people reason to poo-poo the guys who are saying, here, I've done the research, this is my estimate. Estimates seem to be good enough on one side of the equation, but not on the other side. And I just think it's a very dangerous thing for people to make assumptions around money, around wealth, rather than around credit and around debt. And if you make those assumptions wrong, and we're seeing this ever-increasing trend towards repatriation of physical gold reserves by central banks from overseas into their own vault, into their own possession, that has to tell you something. And I think people aren't really listening carefully enough to the noises coming out of this, out of the gold market.
Well, I felt exactly the same way about the demand and the actions of the Far East for a long, long time. You mentioned some issues about, you know, black swans that could potentially occur in 2015. What do you think of some of the major ones would be, Grant?
Well, you know, let's talk about the one that happened this week. Again, the fact that equity markets are floating around all-time highs, and there seems to be this absolute certainty around the fact that this is, just like all the other problems we saw in Europe a couple of years ago, going to go away. Again, it's a very dangerous assumption to make now. You know, we've got elections now up in call for January the 25th in Greece. And the leading party, which is Syriza, which is a hard left party, who are campaigning on an anti-austerity, repudiate the debt owed to the Troika, exit the euro. Now, look, like all extreme parties, I'm sure they will soften the message to try and get in power. But there is a real danger that the Greeks could once again put the future of the European project in jeopardy. And to have markets sitting at all-time highs on extended valuations with this happening, and to see the markets in Greece fall 10% in their rally while their bond yields are soaring into double figures, there's this sanguine approach to everything which central banks and politicians have created by the way they've handled all these problems and just made them go away. But as we know, they haven't gone away. They've just been put on the back burner. And to assume that they are always going to be able to manage these things effectively and safely, again, it's a very dangerous thing to do. So, you know, let's get Greece out of the way first, and then we can maybe talk about Abenomics exploding, or you know, Spain or France or Italy or any of these other problems which could come out of nowhere. Not to mention Ukraine and Russia, China and Japan. There are all kinds of things that people really need to be paying attention to, which could flare up, and the prospect of a miscalculation, how any of these things are handled by a group of people who generally are singularly ill-equipped to do the job, is potentially the biggest problem we face this year.
I've had a lot of experience with Chinese business people, hands-on experience, part of the team, et cetera, more so than probably anybody who wasn't involved with the Chinese economy on a full-time basis, and that was through my work with the bank. And having said that, I am here to tell you, the Chinese intellect is way up there, and you don't know what those folks are thinking unless they want you to know what they're thinking. And their concept of time is totally different than the Westerners' concept of time. I still have to maintain that a huge black swan for the West, anyway, could be what you're talking about in terms of gold reserves in China, and that playing a major role in the U.S. losing its, you know, the definition of having the world reserve currency.
Yeah, I think the Chinese aren't there yet. I don't think the yuan is anywhere near a viable alternative for the dollar as reserve currency, but the BRICS countries are agitating aggressively to have a bigger part in the SDR, the IMF, you know, special drawing right.
Sure, right.
That's for a bigger role in the world stage. And right now the US have the veto and they're keeping them back. But there are alliances being formed amongst the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Turks.
Yep.
This block is solidifying and growing closer together and drawing in some of the Middle Eastern powers, which is a new development. So it's something people have to watch out for, and you just can't take the past and extrapolate it forward, because things have a very regular habit of changing in dramatic ways when you least expect them.
And there you have it for all of you out there who don't think geopolitics plays a role.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.